Welcome to my podcast series, Gaffney Talks. I'm Stephen Gaffney. Life is very hard to compartmentalize. One action or event can bleed into another. In fact, you can make an argument. We all affect one another and our actions impact each other. So with that in mind, don't fool yourself into believing that if something bad happens in your day, a meeting, an interaction, a call, that it won't impact the next. And soon you're in a negative spiral that ruins your day and even impacts others. The good news is you can do something about it. Here are 7 tips. You can do them in order or just pick and choose what you want to do based on your particular situation or the available time you have. So when something bad happens in your day, tip number 1, be aware of it. Don't dismiss what just happened. Most of us are lousy actors. Can't you tell when you interact with somebody who's having a bad day? Don't kid yourself. Others can tell. So be aware. Tip number 2, take a break. Disconnect if you can. Just stop before you go on autopilot to the next agenda item. Just like a lot of things in life, we need a break to rejuvenate our mind and our spirit. Tip number 3, do something physical. And I'm not saying to someone, of course. What I'm saying is get out of your chair, take a walk, change your breathing pattern. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. The key is to do something physical that you need to think about. This will help you disconnect from what just happened. Tip number 4, get it out. When you let out that negativity, you can really clear your mind. So call a friend and vent about what happened. Don't let it bottle up in your mind. Another option is you could write down what is upsetting you. This way you don't have to spend any mental energy trying to remember what you're upset about. Tip number 5, think about something that makes you happy. When you get out that ugly, remind yourself of the good things. For example, share or write down 5 appreciations. The act of having you focus on what you appreciate and being accountable by sharing it out loud or at least writing it down will help you reboot and reframe your mind. Tip number 6, if the issue still lingers and is on your mind, think about and jot down lessons of what you can learn from the situation so that it won't happen again. I have found this tip to be incredibly useful so that I not only get over the situation, but I personally grow from it. Tip number 7, surround yourself by good, positive people. Remember, input drives output. Garbage in is garbage out. Rid yourself of the downers. If you don't, it will infect your mind. Make sure you're surrounded by people who can keep you in check and fill your head with useful, helpful, and encouraging input so that you can be ready, engaged, and looking forward to what is next in our day and in our lives. So disconnect, clear your mind, re-engage, and move forward. Don't let anyone ruin your day, and no one can unless you allow it. So don't allow it. Use these 7 tips to move forward and live your life. Thank you for listening to Gaffney Talks. For more great information, visit my website at stephengaffney.com. I'm Stephen Gaffney.